Blog Talk Radio.
Star, which, by the way, that's remember the three star,
is an apple, a red apple. And in the Asian language, peace is apple. Okay? Just the language, yeah? And so they use this apple. So you could, in feng shui, in the flying stars, put a cure, what we call, in the center of your home, and it would be red, or a red apple, or the image of a red apple, even. Something that simple. And we do the feng shui flying stars as fun for our decorations, sort of with the things we have, the things that we've accumulated and that we just have around us. Some things are different colors. Some things are made out of different elements. And remember, when you're born, you're coming in with an animal sign and an element. So you have yourself, from your birthday, a home element. And in the Asian birthday calendar, their element goes for a whole year. So on February 4th, we're coming in with that animal of the sheep and the element of wood. So this is the wood sheep year coming in. There are a lot of great wood sheep out there, and I love this corner. This corner in the direction on your compass is the southwest. And I welcome you to our southwest studio, by the way. Thank you for taking your time to listen and tune in to Aloha Healers Network. And I'm talking about the southwest. That's also the matriarch corner. So remember, that's how mom stays happy, and we really want to boost mom up, because when mom's happy in the house, guess what? The house is a happy house, and we like that. And in the Flying Stars annual location, the number 9 flies to the southwest on February 4th. The number 9 is a celebration number. It means parties, celebrations, happy, happy occasions. So this is definitely unlike, for instance, the 3 in the middle, where you're going to want to cure that and take a step and a pause and remember the peace. Now, the number 9, you want to amp that up. You want to turn it up. And how we do that in feng shui, we use the elements. And we use fire. And so we're going to put red in the southwest. Also, one thing, remember that red represents fire. And another color, purple, also represents fire. And I forget the purple mention, because I'm such a purple person. I kind of have it everywhere. But purple is also a huge fire color. So the southwest can be reds and purples. And you can do that either just by introducing something red and purple, or by putting lights there. Light is also fire. You could put candles there. Candles, real fire. And if it happens to be a storage room or a laboratory, I'm going to tell you in future shows what you can do about that to help that out, because we want to make sure that we make mom happy. And so we can put in front of that wall, whatever that is, if it's a storage closet, could you get in there and clean that out, please? That would help so much. And just dust back there. If you haven't been in there for a long, long time, now's the time, because you have it. You have until February 4th, all right? And you can get your cures and enhancements in place anytime during the year. It's best to have them there before the 4th. And I do Feng Shui Flying Star readings for the year. You can get those from me. We can arrange an appointment. And we can do it over the phone or Skype. Pathfinder joins me in those. And so let me just tell you just a little bit about what would happen. You would give me your birth date or as close to it as you know, all right? And we would figure out your animal sign and your element. And it really matters because those are your directions. Another thing that really matters, we go through your home together virtually, and we Pathfinder draws a map, and we just go through room by room. It really matters your home and the way that your home is spaced on the compass. It really matters where your front door is located, by the way. And it matters where your back door is. It matters where the windows are. And all of that with you personally in your own animal direction compass location. So let's say that we put your birthday together and you ended up being a metal rat, okay? And I'm using that for a specific reason, because the money bull star flew right to the north, right? And so if you're a rat, that's your direction. I would amplify the money bull star. Remember, you can use a money bull and put something in there that just reminds you of wealth. A lot of people also use a ship, like a ship full of money, so pictures of ships sailing in, things like that. Also in the north, huge thing that you could do is add water. And water is right in its own element in the north. The north is a water location, and so we're really activating it. And the sort of the larger amount of water, the better. All right? So it's not a little bottled up kind of water. All right? Think bigger. And especially if it were moving, if you put a fountain right outside there, if that was your front door and you were a rat, I would be putting water in the north. All right? Also, what would really go well in the north right away is what? Wood, right? Because water grows wood, and it would just grow like that. And so this is how simple that we could do your 9 flying stars around your own home like. And we like to use what you already have in your home. And many times you have all kinds of these things. They're just either not being used or are in a different location or either of the or. And it's also fun if you want to add either an Asian influence with what somebody in Asia would do is they would put a carp and a lotus flower in their north. And the carp, I mean fish, okay, like that. That's what somebody Asian would do. And if you wanted something Southwest, Pathfinder would help you with that. I would ask him to help you with that. And so if you're interested in something like that for the Flying Stars starting on February 4th, the year of the wood sheep coming on up, contact pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And we'll have a really fun time. It is super fun. We've been having so much fun doing this. And you can also activate certain things. We've been activating a lot of love lately and some mentorship the other day. And we're going to be activating some wealth luck, I know, coming up here really soon. And we have a lot of fun with whatever your preferences are to lean towards. It's really fun to put the elements and the colors in the way that the flying stars are flying for the year. And next, I really, really want to introduce our darling Pathfinder. I know, everyone's darling. We really appreciate him and his wisdom. And please, Pathfinder, enjoy.
My name's Pathfinder. I'm glad to be here with you with the Aloha Healers Network. And sending out prayers to the youth and to the young people around the world, especially our indigenous nations. And this Sundance song that opened our show as a prayer, it's a plea to spirit, to creator, that we want to live, and that our grandmothers and grandfathers want us to live. And so we do this. And this particular song, all Sundancers know, because very often this is the song that's sung while we're pierced to the tree, or we're tied to the buffalo skulls, and it right in the center of our prayer for that year. Today's theme is life in the center, and as this week has gone on, that's become more and more insightful for me, in that we each are valuable. In fact, when you look across the different philosophies and the spiritual knowledges, we we understand that we're an unique emanations of God's love and thought, and that each one of us has a precious purpose. And it's our duty, our responsibility to ourselves and to Creator, to discover what those talents are, and then to be brave enough to share them. And this is radiating out from the natural gifts placed within us as us. Now, in this life in the center, I have a meditation that I wanted to offer to everybody. If you happen to be tuning in through your computer on our Aloha Network page on Blog Talk, you'll see some pictures that rotate. And one of those pictures is an arrow that points up and down. And so it's a line, and then it has two little marks at the top for arrow going up, and two little marks at the bottom, arrow going down. And this is the universal law of life. This represents the source power that comes from within everything, and also canopies and holds like a mother bear holding her cub. Energy of God in us, through us, around us, and holding us. Now, within the beauty that the Creator has placed in the human body, within each one of us, are, you could say, some power centers for our consciousness, for our ability to be self-aware, and also to be creative. It's as if the power of the universe and the knowledge of the universe is placed inside us like a seed that then will grow to a flower. Today, I would remind us to utilize the power of this law of life in three places inside us. One is basically our belly button. In the East, they call this the Tantien. The main Tantien, and the thing about the belly button region is that the creative force that tied us to our mother through the umbilicus is there, as well as the center of balance for our body. When we walk in relation to this center, just slightly below the belly button. This is the place that connects us to Divine Mother. Another area within us I'd like to point out is just above our physical heart in the center of the chest. This is the heart message center that is also known as the hypothalamus. Did I say that right? No. The thymus. It's our thymus. Hypothalamus is up there in the brain. The thymus is a mystical center that ties us to the love of creation and to the love of Creator. The third message center that I'd like to talk about is in the center of our forehead, and many call this a third eye area. And this is behind there is where the hypothalamus is. And an amazing network of very specifically designed and evolved organelles that help us to hold the beauty of our soul within our thoughtful mind. Now, within the belly button, within the heart of hearts, within the single eye perceiving the great light of Creator, place this arrow that points up and down, and just see that arrow in the belly button, in the heart, in the mind. And now come to understand a little bit more about what this arrow represents, because this is the universal law of life. And what this particular symbol does is it opens a doorway to Creator's own world of immense energy and immense creativity, and allows that photonic light to come into our physical dimension from the underneath of things. In other words, at the subatomic, then atomic, eventually chemical chains, eventually cellular, and then organ and organic. And so this universal law of life in itself is a promise of Creator for life in your body. And so call life to fill from the belly button all the way down the legs. Total mobility, freedom, expression, understanding, support. Let this heart, this arrow that's in the heart of hearts, expand out as seven fires. These are the fires of the Elohi or Elohim. These are the creative fires that feed what some call the chakras in the body, or these seven light centers that are rainbows that go along the spine. And fill your body with these flames of life. And then from the forehead, allow this arrow to glow a blue and a white, and allow the pearl of great wisdom to come and rest within your mind, and to blend your spiritual mind with your physical brain. All these things we do step by step, because we don't want to become Superman or Superwoman overnight. The purpose is to walk the path and to share with others. So with this in mind, you can take this little meditation where you open the law of life within you in these three Tantian message centers, and then allow that life to flow out to every cell of your body. And then once you become stronger and stronger in your aura and in the strength of your core, then you can begin to share this light with those in your world. Now, there's a little caution here. When you become brighter, you attract moths. In other words, those who are seeking light might come and ask you nice questions, or they might ask you awkward questions, which happens quite a lot. Answer with grace. This is the rule of even if that Brenda Kelly teaches, is that no matter what's going on, respond with as much grace as you can muster, and then with Creator's help, with the higher power's help, a little bit more. So remembering the center is the center of our life, and to find our life's purpose so important. And I'm saying this special Sundance song is a prayer, a special shout out to the youth, and to remember the souls of those youth up in Red Lake, where there were just way too many young people taking their lives, and on these Indian reservations and then across the planet, to encourage our young ones to do something happy for them and to find a purpose, and call upon the adults in the communities to help with this. Because our youth so much want to participate and energize and show their beauty and goodness, let's support them in this. And so that's the prayer from this. The grandfathers and grandmothers want you to live, and we do this because we want the people to live. And so that's our little teaching portion of Aloha Healers Network. I'd like to extend an invitation to everyone. Brenda and I are having a New Year's special, and that is an hour of feng shui and then an hour spiritual reading and interpreting from your own ancestors, those whom you know may know as your guides, or for those that work within other religious contexts. We honor that. We bring the messages and the material within the context of your world, and then helping to work with the energies as they're coming in from the directions and emerging from the center. Remember, we are each a sacred center, and when we're in the now, we're present, we're in our hearts, we're expressing creativity. This is life. And so if you would like that New Year's special, you can contact us at pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And you can also go to our new Facebook page, Aloha Healers Network, and you can like that. And you can send a message through there, or you can send it to our email. Once again, we're coming live on air once a week on Thursdays, 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's 4 p.m. over on the East Coast. And we welcome also any questions that you may have. You can send you can ask your questions through my email or there on the Aloha Network, Aloha Healers Network page. I'd also like to share a resource with everyone. Our good friend Shelley Intine offers a weekly astro forecast on Esoterically Speaking Network. And you can get information either through Blog Talk at her Blog Talk page or on Facebook under Esoterically Speaking, I believe it's Network. And Monday mornings, 8 o'clock Eastern, half an hour forecast to give us an idea of what's going to be going on that week. Also like to put a shout out for any of those that would love some amazing healing work. Dr. Richard Hatta, working with innovative and traditional Taoist healing techniques, where it's as if a bear worked you over and left you impressed in the floor. Such an amazing healing work, utilizing the energies of the elements as well as the sacred Tao to invigorate the innards and your outers. So I just got our 90-second call here from the British lady, as everyone sees. You can reach Dr. Hatta at Hatta. hata-ki.com, and I'm going to hand it over to our lovely Brenda Michiko for closing.
From our hearts, the Southwest Studio, to your hearts, aloha, mahalo, anui loa. Thank you so much for listening. I'm closing with the five Reiki principles just for today. I give thanks for my many blessings. Just for today, I'm kind to my neighbors and all living beings. Just for today, I let go of anger. Just for today, I let go of worry. I do my work honestly.
Fire, 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 fire. Trouble, hey,